Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
Welcome to the Jam Catch-Up.
Today we talk to one of the oldest competitors in the World Masters Championships on This Week in Perth.
What movie haven't you seen that everyone else has?
Welcome to the Saturday Morning Show for everyone in Perth. The Jam with Janelle and Sam.
Later on this year, 26th of October to the 6th of November, we have over 4,000 athletes converging on Perth for the World Masters Athletic Championships. That means everybody is over the age of 35. And speaking with us on the phone, David Carr. How are you doing, David?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's so nice to have you on the show. Now, David, you're a bit of a veteran of the Masters Games, is that right?
Yes, I've been with it for a long while, really since it started up in Perth.
I'm looking at your credentials and it looks like you've got more gold medals in your bag than the whole Australian Olympic team took home this year. Is that right?
Oh, that's an embarrassing way to put it. They're a wonderful team.
Don't be humble.
Now, which is your favourite? Like you run in a few different events, yeah?
Well, 800 metres is the favourite and the one I do best in. But I do the events either side, 400, 1500, steeplechase as well.
Can you explain the steeplechase to me? Because that's one I've never fully understood.
Well, it's for my age group, we do 2,000 metres, which is approximately five times around the track. And there are 23 jumps to go over. Five of those are water jumps, and we get over those as best we can. No rules about how you get over them, and that's the steeplechase.
Now, you say in your age group. Do you want to let our listeners know exactly how old you are?
Well, I'm exactly 84, so I compete with people who are 80 to 84.
That's amazing. I don't often feel young, but I feel quite young this morning talking to you, David, in the nicest possible way.
Thank you, Janelle.
Could you explain, have you always been fit, or is this something you took up later in life?
No, I think I've always been fit. I've always wanted to be in some sort of sport, or particularly in running.
It's a very solo sport, isn't it, the run? It's you versus yourself, essentially. There are obviously other competitors there, but are you always trying to beat your best time?
Look, it's good to maintain the time,
yeah,
and not lose too much, because you know as you get older you're slower, or you can't lift as much, or you can't throw as much, or just trying to not to lose too much each year.
And are you feeling positive for this year?
I'm feeling very positive. I've just come in from a run, and it felt pretty sharp, and it's a glorious day. So yes, I'm confident.
I think it's amazing. And I want to know, David, are your friends like playing lawn bowls while you're doing marathons? Is that what's happening? Are they at home with the blankets on their knees while you're in Lycra?
My friends are running.
That's it. It's who you know as well, isn't it?
Yes. I'm with a group of runners mostly, or throwers, or jumpers, or walkers.
And so exciting to have it here in Perth.
It is.
Representing the hometown.
Oh, look, it's marvellous for the athletes. It's a big boost for our athletes in WA. They've come along sort of out of the woodwork, many of them. So our regular club people, and some have joined temporarily just for the championships, but I think they'll stay on too. So it's really drawn people in, and the general public have followed it wonderfully.
We are behind you, literally, because I'm sure you're going to be faster than us. But we are behind you, David.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Dave. And we'll make sure we check out the World Masters Athletic Championships in October, November.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
This is The Jam.
And we are delighted to have, for our most favourite segment, Comedians Before Coffee, one of my very good friends. And oh, we're holding hands.
Oh, it's beautiful. Special.
Mr. Sammy J himself. So welcome to Perth.
Thank you so much, Janelle Sam. Lovely to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to see your face. This segment is called Comedians Before Coffee because, as you would know of all people, that comedians aren't very good in the daylight hours.
Yes, most of them. But, you know, I'm a nerd. I get up at 4 o'clock. I do my yoga. wander through the gardens.
You do not.
No, I don't.
I thought you just shifted the paradigm on us there for a second. Thought you're not a vampire at all.
And you're over here for the Side Splitter Festival.
Indeed.
Yeah, how's that been?
It's been great fun doing some shows at Hamilton Hill.
Hamo Hill.
I'm still trying to get my head around Hamilton Hill.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating place. And crowds have been lovely, and I'm doing a show all about how I used to trade Phantom comics with my school gardener, and then he followed me around for 2 decades. I can't say more than that. But it's
that give me the end away?
Yeah. No, it ends with a federal policeman in my attic this year.
Oh!
This is true. This is all true.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am coming to see the show. And if I do, I'm going to go through Eventbrite to purchase tickets. Is this a musical comedy again? Because you didn't bring your keyboard in because you haven't had your coffee, I'm assuming.
No. Keyboards before coffee is not a... There's some songs in it, but it's much more of a storytelling. It's a really personal thing all about my family and my childhood and lots of laughs still. Hopefully.
Of course, yeah.
But it's a pretty bizarre old tale, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, you're no stranger to Perth. You've done many Fringe Worlds, many galas over here. What's your favourite thing about Perth when you come over?
My favourite thing about Perth, this is so lame, but it's the weather. It's so lovely. And I told my wife yesterday, as I wandered around Frio, I texted her and I said, oh, who's got a little bit of sunshine? She said, you do, because I'm from Melbourne. And you know what? I'm going to gather that this is probably the 1,000,000th time a guest has told you they enjoy Perth weather, but just enjoy it because it is so delightful here.
We get a little bit blasé about it, don't we?
Yeah.
I was yesterday sitting down at the beach, Clancy's Fish Pub, overlooking City Beach, and just going, yeah, it's all right, but I'm not going to go swimming. It's 26. It's too cold. Yeah. It's too cold.
No. Annoying what? Sand on your feet. It's just annoying.
And, Sammy, people may know you from your recent escapades on Playground Politics.
Mm.
That was exciting. I loved that.
Thank you. Yes, I've got two little daughters at home, and I was the ABC asked me to do some election updates, and I didn't know how I'd sort of differentiate myself, and I was watching a lot of Play School at the time, and I thought, I know, Play School for adults. That might work.
So good. That Jemima, she's such a greenie.
Oh, I tell you what. Yeah.
What's your pick for the American election, then?
Look, I reckon Trump's surely got something left in the bag. He's gonna spin it around.
Wow, a Trump card,
out.
If you
a
will.
Trump card.
Oh, you
hello.
Didn't.
Hello,
Chanel. You
say it.
So, comedians before coffee. What's your morning ritual? What do you do? Like, do you have to have a short black just to wake up and get into it?
Yeah, I get up at 4 o'clock when my daughter kicks me in the head and demands Peppa Pig, and then the day is just a slow descent from there. I can't even remember any mornings of the last 4 years, Sam.
I'm so sorry. Peppa Pig's a cruel way to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
So cruel. Nasty. Ends in muddy puddles.
Thank you so much for coming in, Sammy J.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
There are a lot of things in this world that can be divisive. You know, do you like a red jelly snake or a green jelly snake? You know, that's people have that issue.
Deal breakers.
Are you a dog person or a cat person?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was appalled, listeners, when I recently found out that Janelle had not seen one of my all-time favourite films. That's right. Janelle Koenig has never seen Star Wars.
Not even one of them? There's how many are there these days?
There's
not
a
one
lot.
Of them.
There's,
not
what
one
are we
them.
At, seven now?
Too many.
What?
It's not Police Academy.
No.
Too many.
You're right. It's not Police Academy. It's still good.
No interest. I'm
but
not
just
interested
one.
In anything that has
this is culturally
Star
defining.
West, Universe, any of those words?
Galaxy Quest was a great film.
Both, that's double whammy. No.
Oh, come on.
It's a Galaxy and Quest. I'm not interested in anything science fiction.
I'm sorry, that's a cultural party foul in my book.
No.
Absolutely. You should be made to sit down and watch the remastered version.
Oh, I'm sure I'd love that. Being made to sit down and watch something I've had no interest in for 42 years.
What about as a kid? Was it your parents? Did they not let you watch, or you just...
No, because we were girls in our house, so I don't think it was considered a boys' thing,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, look, I don't buy that at all. There are millions and millions of Star Trek fans out there that
Star
are women.
Wars.
Oh, absolutely, Star Wars, Star absolutely. Trek, just in our house, no.
Wasn't a thing. What about Harry Potter? Did you get on board the Harry Potter
yes,
train?
Yes, but I'd read them first.
Yeah, okay, good call.
That's fantasy. I can deal with fantasy.
Oh, okay. So sword, sandal, wands, fine. Blasters, robots, starships, nah.
Nah. No.
All right.
But you can't tell me that there are things that I think are crucial to your viewing history that you haven't seen.
I've seen so many films. So many films.
Okay.
But I have not.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. What's the one where they put the baby in the corner?
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. I haven't seen Dirty Dancing.
How can you be alive and not have seen Dirty Dancing?
That's ridiculous. I do know that we do an improv show, The Big Hoo-Ha, every Saturday night. And when we ask for audience suggestions, we go, give us a film quote. They always go, nobody puts baby in the corner. So maybe I'm just...
I want to put you, Sam Longley, in a corner because with a dunce cap on your head for not seeing...
I tell you what.
Dirty Dancing.
I challenge you, by next Saturday, you have to have watched Star Wars, the first one, and I have to have watched Dirty Dancing.
Oh, God,
yeah, go
that's
on.
That's really not fair.
Totally fair. Do you think
but Dirty Dancing's awesome.
No, it's a teen romance that for girls that want to dance. I just not... Even Patrick Swayze can't save that film.
How dare you?
How do you know you haven't seen it?
How dare you?
I'll watch it if you watch Star Wars.
All right, I'll take that challenge.
Okay, great.
I expect a review from both of you next week.
I'll dig out my video player.
You have to watch the Star Wars, the first one they made.
The
chronological making, not the...
Okay.
Because it's episode four, so you actually...
WA, we can't be the only ones that... have missed out on integral viewing in our viewing history. Surely not. We want to know what movie you have never seen that the rest of the world has seen.
Yeah. And I know, guys, Dirty Dancing is now off the table. I claim that one. I know there's a whole bunch of brothers out there who can back me up on that one. But, yeah, if there's a film you haven't seen and you know the rest of the world has, let us know.
I haven't seen The Blair Witch Project, and I think it was early 2000s, was it? Or no, late 90s. Everyone had seen it except for me.
Oh, guess what you're doing this week? We'll see you next Saturday.
No, you
put your foot in it.
Damn it.
You totally have to watch Blair Witch by next Saturday.
Oh, man.
The Jam with Janelle and Sam.
Huge news this morning. Janelle's never seen Star Wars, and Sam, you've never seen Dirty Dancing.
Whatever. Star Wars? Oh, come on.
Both of you, come on.
No, whatevs. I've never seen Star Wars. And by the way, I've just received a text in support of my non-viewing from my friend Clinton, who says that he's very proud to have never seen Star Wars also, so much so that he wants it on his tombstone. Here lies Clinton, friend to many, never watched Star Wars, proud of it.
Wow.
That's committed.
That's his life achievement. Okay. Well, look, hey, you're proud of what you're proud of. I'd say try something a little bit. Raise the bar a bit there.
I think it's amazing.
It is. We got callers coming in. Keishan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, mate? You worked in a video store.
Yeah, spent about 4 years working at Video Easy and Civic Video.
And what did you see?
Didn't
nothing.
Say.
Well, basically, it's a bit of a running joke with my mates that I actually haven't seen anything. I mean, you guys mentioned, Blair Witch Project, Star Wars and Dirty Dancing. Yep. Haven't seen those.
Are you visually impaired? Weren't there videos in the...
Well, I mean, used to get free movies, but I don't know, just never really got around to watching them. Stuff like my partner makes fun of me because I haven't seen The Titanic or The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that. Rocky, you mentioned before as well. Haven't seen that. I remember the first time, the look on her dad's face when he found out that I hadn't seen Indiana Jones.
Well, we are replicating those on our own faces right
now,
Keishan. Thank you so much.
Shocking. I'm not asking you for video suggestions.
Not ever. At all.
But that's the thing about, I worked in a video store as well. People always come in and say, what do you recommend?
And you're supposed to be able to tell them.
Yes.
That's your job, right?
The CD. Troy from Kensington. What haven't you seen?
First of all, guys, big lover of the show. You're a very close second behind Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Oh, with legs. We'll take that second place for sure.
And can I just say a very quick hello to my kiddies, Sky and Robert, who are listening on the radio in the car.
G'day, Sky. G'day, Robert.
What haven't you seen,
Troy? I haven't seen Pulp Fiction, guys.
What? Pulp Fiction?
Hashtag gasp.
Gasp. One of possibly Tarantino's greatest.
I recommend not watching it with Sky and Robert, though.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, this week you've got homework. Troy, go and watch Pulp Fiction. Do yourself a favour. You thoroughly enjoy it.
All right, I'll have to do that.
All good stuff.
Robin from Gosnells, what haven't you seen?
I haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
Me either.
Oh, what? Yes. Come on. You're a fantasy fan.
No.
It's not really my sort of thing, is it? It's just not, nothing that I was really interested in.
Me either. It was so dark and gloomy. I gave it 5 minutes and went, nah, not for me.
Really? No? Nothing?
No. Robin, I'm with you.
Oh, Robin.
Let's ask Megan from Hamilton Hill.
I haven't seen Titanic, and now it's like I'm never going to see it because I haven't seen it. And I'm a movie buff. I love my movies. You name a movie and I'll have seen it, but I haven't
Titanic? Megan, do you think you might? It is supposed to be one of the most romantic films ever. And I know we all know how it ends because it's Titanic, but do you think
maybe... Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
No, now it's just a thing that I can't watch it because I'm probably the only one of the very few people, because I know the first caller hasn't seen it, that has never seen it. So now it's like, well, no, I'm not going
to
do it.
I get that. You've committed to not seeing it. That's how I feel about Star Wars. I understand that mentality.
See, whereas Megan. I'm like, I'll try anything once. I will absolutely give it a crack. Name a film, and except for horror films. We've all got our weak points. Well, thank you so much, Megan, for calling in. Titanic, maybe make a date with your husband and then don't watch it. Just put it in the DVD player and then just snog. Pretty much the same as the movie.
Janelle and Sam, The Jam. Saturday mornings from 6 on Mix 94.5.